ROI, return on investment, meaning, are you really getting the most of something? Typically, this is referring to money spent, but it can also refer to time spent. Is it really worth it? Is this like that Dave Matthews Band, Under the Table and Dreaming cassette that lived in your GMC Sonoma stereo for a year and a half? Yes it is. Feedback after last week's show via Twitter asking me if it's worth the time that I spend on this show to actually continue making this show. Am I finding value in the 3 hours spent weekly for 5 minutes of content? Yes, I am. Thank you for listening. This was the 9th episode of the DonBurnside.com podcast. 9 down, 1 to go. It's time for me to come clean. I'm not really doing this podcast for you. I'm doing this one for me. I think I said or posted that someplace that this is going to be a project to make sure I could still follow some kind of production schedule. After 2020, I had serious doubts. Even today, I'm having a hard time, as you guys have noticed, making sure that this gets done in a timely manner. Honestly, I have no idea how we managed to do a weekly hour-long show for 15 years. When did we have the time? Anyway, value. Not only for the making sure I still can aspect, but also I'd like to start doing voiceover work. You know, for money. You know, extra money. Side hustle style. And to be able to do that, I need to be able to write a script, read a script, and sound good doing it. Not many things are more Chicago than its airline, United, but there are a few. In addition to our daily nonstop services to San Francisco and LA, United now introduces nonstop service 3 times a week to Chicago from Hong Kong. United, your hometown to our hometown. Come fly our friendly skies. That was me practicing with an old United commercial. Gene Hackman, I ain't, but it was fun, even though this is not the kind of voiceover work I want to do. Anyone have any guesses on the kind of work I want to do? The guy with 25 years of trainer experience? Anyone? I'm sure you guessed it. Voiceover for e-learning and explainer videos. And maybe corporate presentations, but mostly the training stuff. I really don't want to do anything too commercial because I'm not an actor. I didn't play one on TV or stay in a Holiday Inn Express last night. I've been doing training voiceover for my day job, and the results have been pretty good. I'm even getting great feedback from my manager and my team. So why not try to cash in? I tried the fixing computers and building websites for extra cash. Too bad those are two things that no one thinks they should have to pay for, which is really weird. Voiceover seems to be different. Or at least different enough from finding a lot of folks advertising on Upwork and Fiverr for the service, all of them seemingly charging a tidy sum for their work. I honestly think this is something that I can do. Do I think it's going to make me rich? Nope. Do I think it'll make me famous? Nope. Am I intimidated because all the fellows I've listened to on those sites sound like Don LaFontaine doing a local Chevy ad? Yes, I am.
In a world, in the year 2017,
in a time of tradition,
in a city where anything can happen,
in a war that isn't his,
every day in New York City,
on the Miami Police Force,
in the deep south,
from the sewers of Gotham, from the rooftops of Gotham.
I do have a little ways to go before I can actually start charging for that kind of work. Big part of that happens in my new house, where I'll have a space that I'll be turning into a recording room. I could do it here, but since the move happens in less than a month, why bother? I mean, some bother because I do care about the work I'm doing for this show and the training content for work, but not quite enough to start spending money on acoustic wall treatments. Season 1 is almost over. You will hear me remind you, again, that there is only one episode left. No, seriously, that's it. At least for now. Those of you that reached out and told me I should keep going, thank you for that. But I said 10, I'm going to stick with 10. Like I said, new house in less than a month, that's going to take some time. Thank you for listening. This was the 9th episode of the DonBurnside.com podcast. 9 down, 1 to go. You can click over to DonBurnside.com and leave a comment in the show description. You can message me on Twitter or Instagram. I'm at DonBurnside there. If you're listening to this at DonBurnside.com, search my name in your favorite podcast app to get this on your playback device automatically when new episodes arrive.